Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord, praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Sister Velvet. It's a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, your automobile, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you this great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know of the power of God, how that Jesus can deliver you, set you completely free, give you great joy in your soul, and peace in your mind, and place you on the road to heaven. Praise God. I'll tell you, the Lord wants us to have authority to be a witness in this world, to let people know that the power of God can deliver us and save us from our sin. We can live a life with victory over the devil and with power, amen, over Satan, and place Satan where he belongs, that is under our feet. And we got a powerful message this month talking about the power of God. God wants us children to be full of power. We're going to try to wrap it up on today. But we, amen, I'll tell you, but God wants his church people to be full up and running over with power, where you can drive that devil back and knock him down. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Just get ready for the powerful message on today. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate, tune into today's broadcast. And at the close, get ready for the prayer of faith. Those of you in the free world, tell somebody, tune into this radio station for this message. And get ready for the prayer of faith at the close of the broadcast. Praise God. I'm telling you, God wants his children to be full of power, where you'll be able to knock that devil down, and that devil be afraid of you. He can't touch you because you under the blood. Amen. Sanctified. That's the reason why Satan don't want church people to get sanctified, because he knows as long as you don't get sanctified, he can still control you. That sinful nature is still there. And as long as that sinful nature is there, you will sin. That's why you got so many church people saying you can't live free from sin, because the Adam nature is there, and they're going to sin on their way to hell, thinking they're going to heaven. Praise God. But you can't go to heaven with sin in your life. Amen. Praise God. Jesus Christ come to save us from our sins and take that sinful nature out. And he do it through the blood. Repentance don't take it out. Glory to God. Repentance only help us get forgiveness for our committed sins. But the sin we inherited from Adam, repentance don't take that out. It takes the blood of Jesus to take out that Adam nature. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. That's why John said in St. John, praise God, amen. First chapter, behold the Lamb of God that take away the sin of the world. I'm telling you, Jesus Christ took away the sin that we inherited from Adam. He took it away. Glory to God. Amen. He did it with power. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, when Jesus Christ come in you, he'll give you that power to be a child of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you'll be able to live in this world with victory over sin and victory over the devil. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. St. John 1:29, said Velvet. Praise the Lord. What did the Bible say? Because people need to know that Jesus Christ come to take sin out of you. Amen. What did the Bible say?
St. John 1:29. The next day, John seeing Jesus coming to him, and said, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world.
Now, when John said the sin, he didn't say sins. He said sin, meaning that indwelling sin that we inherited from Adam. He, Jesus, come to take it out. When you take that sin out by the root, you won't have nothing to sin with. that will take care of all the other sins. Amen. That's why when the Lord take that sinful nature out, you don't have no desire to sin. You'll be bound by the power of God. Amen. That's why we can live holy. We can live right, because that sinful nature is gone. The reason why church people can't live right, because the sinful nature is still there. You got preachers, still got the sinful nature there. You need to go back to the altar and get sanctified holy if you want to go to heaven. Because you can't go to heaven with that sinful nature in your heart. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. There's only one way to get rid of it. That is through the blood. Letting the Lord sanctify you. Repentance can't do it. Praise the Lord. It takes the blood of Jesus to get that sinful nature out. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 13:4. Let's see what Paul said.
2 Corinthians 13:4. But though he were crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the power of God. But we also are weak in him. But we shall live with him by the power of God toward you.
Now listen here. Jesus became weak. He became sin for us. Sin is weakness. But Jesus took the sins of the whole world to the cross. And he gave his life. And the blood gained power because it went up into the tabernacle not made with hands. Was sprinkled on the mercy seat. And God means for us to be holy. And the righteous demands of a just God were satisfied. That gave Jesus blood power so that Satan's hope on us can be destroyed. Amen. Praise the Lord. So when we receive Jesus, get his blood, even though we were sinners, but the blood washes us, cleans us up, make us holy. Take out that Adam nature of sin so that we can be strong and be able to live by the power of God. We'll be transformed and changed. Be made brand new in Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. We sing the song, New Bone, New Bone.
New Bone Again.
Regenerated in new bone.
New bone again.
When the Lord washes you in the blood, sanctify you holy, he'll make you new bone. Praise God. I'm telling you, folk, we need to get sanctified. Get sanctified through the blood. People say, sanctify yourself. You got to get sanctified through the blood. Praise God. You can sanctify yourself when the Lord saves you. Make your path straight. That's what John preached in the 3rd chapter of Matthew. But I'm talking about being sanctified through the blood. When you get sanctified through the blood, the Lord will get that sinful nature out of you. Praise God. Fix it so you can live right. Praise God. Live holy every day. Walk upright. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, be a changed person. Amen. Brand new. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things come new. And the blood of Jesus write your name on heaven's road. You'll be on your way to heaven, knowing that you're going. Praise God. Because Jesus Christ will be in your soul, walking and talking in you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. 1 Corinthians 6:14 said, Velvet, what did the word of God say?
1 Corinthians 6:14. And God has both raised up the Lord, and will also raise up us by his own power.
Amen. Jesus, amen, was raised up by the power of the Holy Ghost. And that same power that raised up Jesus will also raise us up. Let you know, God's power will raise us up out of our sin and will cause us to be brand new men and women living a brand new life. Glory to God. With victory over sin. With victory over the devil. And place the devil on our feet. Where we can dance over top of him. Glory to God. I'm telling you, church people, we need the power. There's too many weak Christians out there. Pray the devil walking over top of you. Praise God with God. Doing what he want to do. glory to God. But it's time to give hell power to rebuke Satan. Rebuke that devil and place Satan on your feet. And the devil got to obey your word, because you got the greater power on the inside. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in that world. Praise our God. I'll tell you, Jesus Christ will give you power. Power over sin. Power over the devil. Glory to God. Amen. Praise
all
the Lord.
Right,
I'm telling you, Jesus Christ will give you power. Those you that are incarcerated, I'm telling you, Jesus will give you power to resist the devil. Glory to God. Amen. And to live holy. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Let's get the power. Let's get ready for the prayer of faith. Praise God. We wrap the message up. Praise God. Lay your hands on the radio at the point of contact as we pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this message all this month. We've been talking about being full up with the power. Praise our God, the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, you forgive me of my sin. Lord, I live right. Lord, I want you to blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Lord, I want you to baptize believers and fill them. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, though they're sick in their bodies. Lord, go into them jails and prisons. Let revival break out in there. They will receive the power. Lord, amen. Glory to God. Go into these churches. Let the power of God shake them up, that they may get ready when Jesus comes. Lord, do these things. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion.
Praise him, hallelujah. Just keep on praising the Lord. The song said, victory is mine. Victory is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind, because victory is mine, hallelujah. And victory is yours also, too. So God can deliver you from anything. Yes, believe that prayer, the whole prayer. Just keep on praising, keep on thanking God, because he is everything you need him to be. We invite prisoners, please, especially to write our minister, because we love you and we care about you, and because God is there waiting for you. You can request for Bibles, Bible corresponding course, and free material, and we will be glad to respond to you. Those are in the free world, we thank you for your prayers and your support of our ministry. Continue to support our ministry. You also can request for prayer and counseling too. We'll be glad to respond back to you, because God has no respect of person. He is there waiting for you and I. So may God bless you.
May God bless you. Praise God. And pray for Seville to do ministry, to go into the jails and prisons. And we will pray for you. Because, amen, our ministry is a powerful ministry. And we want to encourage the prisoners, amen, to be able to let the Lord be the change of your life. You don't have to let the devil destroy you. As we hear the news about how that the two escaped up in New York, we don't have to be like that. Be running from the law. Be running like animals. Had to hunt you down. Praise God. But Jesus can give you a better life. Even when you got life incarcerated, Jesus will still give you a better life. May God bless you. And we still love you. And amen. Sid Velvet and I, praise God, we do love you all. May God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Today's broadcast is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Sid Velvet, saying that.
And if Jesus comes for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train. This train.
Been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts self-support, which are tax-deductible, visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org. To email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.